Wake up. Come on. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh. I thought you were asleep. Well, now I know it's not your birthday, silly. No, it's not my birthday either. Gosh, pretending you don't know your soulmate's birthday. That's hurtful. Please don't do that. No, today is the birth of a new stage in our relationship. Aren't you excited? Well, you look scared more than excited, but I don't know why. You see where you are, right? That's right. You're in my bedroom again. Finally! Gosh, you were down in that basement for... well, a long time. Do we really need to put a date on it? Actually, now that you mention it, I mention it. It's been mentioned. We are coming up on our anniversary. But I'll get to that in a minute. It's not the most important thing. The most important thing is you, my love. Oh, you've been so good these last few months. Periods of time? Fuck. Well, months. You haven't been pulling away when I touch you, and you've been letting me kiss you, and you even started me kissing me back a little. It makes me so aroused. But I kept myself at a safe distance from that area, which I think you appreciated. You better fucking appreciated it the way I suffered for you. Anyway, you haven't tried to break out of your chains or scream. I don't really need to use the taser that much anymore, and you have gotten so good about answering the way I want you to. And when we cuddle at night and you read to me, your voice is like, oh, the voice of God reaching into my chest and pulling out my heart and just giving it a big hug. It's really such a wonderful thing. You are such a wonderful man. And you deserve a reward. So, bedroom. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah! I couldn't take off all the bindings, you understand. But you're on an actual bed now. My bed. And you have one wrist free and one leg free. You're chained to a cement pole in the floor, but you can reach the bed, and I got a portable toilet, so you don't have to use the bucket. And look, I have a TV. It's got Netflix and Hulu and not cable, because that's way too expensive, and there's like so many ads. Oh. Yeah, there are bars on the windows. Sorry about that. I just didn't want you to think about breaking something and making a scene. That would be really bad. You could cut yourself on the glass, or I could cut you. And I would cut you. So don't think of anything silly like that. Leave my room. Oh, you're serious. No, you can't leave. You want to help me with chores? Aww. Well, no. No, you can't. I mean, you'd want to go outside and... as much as I would love your help. Your missing flyers are still just all over the place. Even though I keep taking them down, some busybody just puts them right back up. It's so annoying. You're not missing. I know exactly where you are. This isn't going to become a thing, is it? I don't really like to talk about it. It's sweet of you to ask, baby. You're so thoughtful. I am a little stressed out lately. I don't want to scare you or burden you with my problems, so I didn't say anything. It's just, I had to answer some questions. It's not like they have anything concrete, you know? I was obviously smart enough to cover my tracks. It's just, God, if I'd known, I could have... Your stupid neighbors. Apparently, they saw me outside of your house a few times when I came to change out the batteries on the cameras, and I might have come up as someone of interest. But don't worry, though. It's nothing. Just routine investigation, okay? I'm not going anywhere. So, you see why I can't let you out, right? You'll probably want to go outside because you like going outside. And the gym, and going on walks and hikes, and that one bar and fit that has happy hour starting at 4 o'clock, but you can't do those things. Not anymore. Not right now. Not here. If you do that, the police will find you and they'll take you away from me. You'd say you wanted to go with me. I don't know if I believe that. But even if you did, they would still have questions. Plus, with that whore still missing, they definitely would... Oh, shit. Fuck. Okay, Look, come. Look. I said I wouldn't kill her, and I didn't. I'm a woman of my word. I mean, have I ever lied to you? Even when I probably should have. No, I haven't. She was alive when I dumped her in the woods. Believe me, it's not my fault if something happened to her after that. Maybe it's karma. You know how many people go missing there. It's... Maybe a wolf got her. I'm sorry, okay? I am. Not because I killed her. And not for that fucking disgusting rotten cunt being missing. But for you. Your kind heart. Still beating in empathy for every living creature. And that is it. Isn't it? Not because she was your flame, now extinguished. But because she's a fellow human being.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, such a tender-hearted man. This is a happy time, and we are going to be happy. So, no more police, no more missingness, no more just good things. Like our anniversary, my brilliant love. I know I didn't want to talk dates and times, but cat's out of the bag. Not that I have a cat in a bag. I would never do that. Animal cruelty is wrong. No. It's been 5 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days since you moved in with me. Isn't that wonderful? And oh, I have so much fun planned for us. Don't worry, though, baby. It's not the kind of fun you need to leave the bedroom for. And I got something else. And not just for you, for both of us. A symbol of our love and new beginnings. I know it's not quite our anniversary, but I just couldn't wait. Hold on 1 second and I will get it. Stay right there. she is. Oh, isn't she just the cutest little thing? Look at those little paws. And her fur is so soft. Oh, I just want to snuggle into it. What do you think we should name her?
Violet. No, she isn't Violet. Violet is dead.
How about Daisy? What do you think? Yeah, Daisy. Oh, my little flower puppy. Ah, do you like her? Here, let me bring her to you so you can feel. Oh, she's licking you.
Hey, that's my job.
I thought she could come live in here with you. I could put some puppy pads down during the day, and you could feed her and brush her and play with her. And then you wouldn't be so lonely when I'm not home. You like her?
Yay!
Oh, baby, I'm so happy. I thought you would. I mean, I know everything you like. And this is something we can both like. Well, one thing.
Aw, you want to get me something too?
Baby, you're so silly. Just you being here is the best gift I could ever receive. Unless you're talking about...
Oh. You want to cook a romantic meal for me? Oh, that's so sweet.
I guess I could bring that on a hot plate. Maybe you could try to make something on that.
I mean, you would be laying down. That might be a little awkward.
Unless you could burn yourself. That'd be... You want to go to the kitchen?
I don't know.
That's where the knives live.
I guess I could move them.
But... Are you lying to me? To get out? I feel like you're lying to me. And that's really upsetting.
No. You're right. They can't leave you tied up forever. I do have to trust you sometime. And our anniversary is coming up. I know. I don't know.
Just let me think. let me think. Okay. I got this. Right back. You two, don't you move.
I know. Shh.
Needles. It's okay. It's just, your favorite is some ketamine. Just a half dose, so you won't fall asleep, okay? You'll just be a little sedated. Less likely to have silly thoughts about trying to make a mistake. Okay. You promise you're gonna be good, right? Okay, baby. I'm gonna undo your wrist and, unlock your ankle. Not from the chain, but from the pole in the floor. That way I can hold on to the chain while you go to the kitchen.
Like a leash, right?
You and Daisy will be like brother and sister. I'm gonna inject you now, all right? Hold on. You've gotten so good with this. There. Okay, good. How are you feeling?
Oh, tired. Yeah, I can see. You look a little drowsy. Oh, you're so cute when you're like that. Okay. Now I'm just gonna undo your wrist. And I'm gonna unlock you from the chain. Just a minute, okay, love? You might be a little weak on your feet at first. You've spent a lot of time lying down and not as much time walking. So we can go slow, all right? And you can hold on to me if you need to. Plus, I'll have my taser in my pocket just in case. You know, friendly reminder, don't do anything silly. Yeah, I'm just a little nervous. Okay. Okay. I trust you, baby. Here goes nothing.